It is a time to reflect and be thankful for the special things in your life, especially listening to this show. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us, our guest this hour, comedian Colin Quinn. Colin's got a new special out, available exclusively on Netflix. Colin Quinn, The New York Story, directed by Jerry Seinfeld. Colin will be by. We'll talk about the special, and we'll talk about all things Colin Quinn. Then, commingling glassware in the office. Has your office decided it's becoming eco-friendly? No more cups will be provided because styrofoam is bad, paper it's bad, just expensive and they don't want to buy it. So you bring in your own mug and you decide you're going to leave it there and other people are going to wash it and it's going to get all kind of messed up. And do you want your stuff with their stuff? It's a mess. We'll talk about it then. The Weather Channel. They're doing some wonderful things over there. And we've got a special secret clip of the latest Weather Channel programming. Wink, wink, you'll enjoy it very much. And then Kara DeFalco will be by and we will talk about reasons why women are better than men. Oh, really? Well, listen and find out. We start things off this hour with Thanksgiving. It is here. Now, I know everyone says it, and it's kind of very trite. Oh, well, the year went very fast. This year did go very, very fast. Before you know it, it'll be Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything else, and New Year's in 2016 will be a memory. Until then, we have Thanksgiving. What does Thanksgiving mean to you? What are you thankful for? I think this year, more than any other, especially considering the events of the past few weeks, it should give everyone reason to pause, maybe pause for a while, and just pipe down and take a deep breath and be thankful for the things in your life. We've seen many people go over the edge over the past couple of weeks. They were very upset about the election results. Maybe they were too euphoric about the election results. But maybe it's time to just stop thinking about this geopolitical stuff that goes around and goes on in Washington and really does not affect your everyday life, the way you care for your family, the significant others in your life, and how you go about your personal business every day. Maybe it is time to just take a nice deep breath and be thankful for what you do have and not fearful over what might be coming because the person you wanted to win the presidency did not win the presidency. I see people that have $900,000 homes and a Range Rover and a BMW in the driveway sobbing uncontrollably because their presidential candidate did not win. Really? Turn around, stand outside your house, look at that house, look at the two fancy cars, look at the fancy clothes on your kids and on you, and realize you have it pretty good. There are a lot of people in this country that have much more to worry about than who the president is. So it's time for a little common sense. Time to pipe down on social media. Maybe it's time to pipe down as you moan and cry as you walk around Main Street in your town and realize that you do have it pretty good, no matter who the president is. And be thankful for what you do have and for those you do have around you, because those are the people that make the everyday difference in your life. And it's been amazing to me over the past few weeks to see people really blow things out of proportion and really take things to heart that really do not affect their everyday life. The way you get up in the morning, the way you go to work, the way you care for your family, those things, the things that are important. And the idea of whoever is sitting in the White House is going to really dictate how your day is going to go and what's going to happen to your family over the short term. Get realistic and understand that not only are all politics really local, so is your life and so is your family. And be thankful for that. And realize that while some people are over at Charlie Brown's eating toast and popcorn for Thanksgiving, you got a nice big juicy turkey waiting for you. Enjoy it. Colin Quinn is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back and gone.
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. New research suggests taking more B vitamins than the recommended daily allowance, and that can improve heart health and symptoms of depression, also working to improve energy levels and brain function. Natural News reports all B vitamins work together in a synergistic way. So if you don't have enough of one type of B vitamin, the other kinds simply won't be able to do their job. The biggest culprit? Stress. Whether it's emotional, like chronic anxiety, or physical, like surgery, stress brutally depletes B vitamins from the body. But there is an easy home solution. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. Choose organic and locally grown produce whenever possible while avoiding overcooked food, which destroys vitamin content. And eat more foods that are naturally filled with B vitamins, including oats, avocado, salmon, and Brazil nuts. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.